Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Make sure you comment as we're going along and subscribe on Patreon at the end. Likewise, PayPal, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. This is about Angela Rayner, and she's the Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, in case you didn't know. Mrs. Rayner, that's actually her married name, though she's divorced now, still sticks with that rather than reverting to her maiden name. She's mired in controversy over her housing situation. As Deputy Prime Minister, she's been given this grace and favour flat in Admiralty Arch, in between the Mall and Trafalgar Square, where her icon, John Prescott, he used to live. Remember, he was Deputy PM under Tony Blair, and he was buried just last year. I mean, it's completely free of charge getting to live there, and taxpayers, we even have to pay council tax on their behalf, something like £4,000 a year. Remember, council tax is depending to which band it's in, what the rental value of it is. So she owns a home in her constituency in Ashton-under-Lyne. So she did all sorts of dodgy things, like she was a council tenant, she exercised her right to buy. Well, surely as an avowed socialist, she shouldn't be going along with this Thatcherite policy that Labour fought tooth and nail against. I mean, Frank Dobson always lived in a council flat, and got to hand it to him, the late Frank Dobson, sometime Labour Health Secretary, saying, "What was I supposed to do? Buy the flat when I voted against it? That would have been hypocritical." Obviously, La Rayner has got no problem being outright hypocritical. And she's an ignoramus. She's completely unworthy of the office that she holds for reasons I've adumbrated herein before. Just not being well informed, lacking the cognitive faculties to do her job, getting it dead wrong about, the age people are allowed to get married. I knew the age people are allowed to get married in the United Kingdom. She's in Parliament. I've never been in Parliament. She's Deputy PM. It's her job to know it, to get it right. When she was Shadow Education Secretary, what a calculated insult to teachers. It was anti-pedagogical. Couldn't answer most basic questions. Just can't master her brief. But anyway, back to the topic. Then she's changed the designation of her major domicile when she purchased that £800,000 flat in Hove on the southern coast of the UK. Now, people say there's no doubt what is lawful to do what she did, but it's ethically suboptimal and it's not looking good as Labour is about to hit people with major tax hikes. So there she was on a boating lake on her whatever kayak. Nothing illegal about that. Vaping. Now, I don't mind vaping. I'm all in favour of vaping. But the Labour government's certainly against it, wanting to restrict it more and more, wanting to criminalise smoking, deprive us of our rights. Maybe it's criminalise selling tobacco. But wait a second, you can't smoke tobacco if it's not sold. How are people going to get it? And then it'll only be criminal gangs rather than shopkeepers are doing it. I mean, prohibition doesn't work. When are you going to realise this? I mean, duh. So it'll take it out of the hands of ordinary shopkeepers or supermarkets even, and put it into the hands of dangerous gangs. So vaping is so immoral. Sacker, you can't have someone in the cabinet if you consider this person to be so immoral, if it's so evil, if she set such a bad example, if she's like an addict, well, get rid of her. It's funny though that Keir Starmer drinks beer, far more dangerous substance, kills far more people, leads to fights, leads to crashes, and. But somehow vaping is morally unacceptable, except when the Deputy Prime Minister does it. She was smoking outside the Labour conference. I don't mind that, but the health freaks in Labour certainly do. The bigots, the oppressors, the totalitarians, the nanny staters. But it's all right if their own woman does it. Anyway, so yeah, she bought that flat just a few months ago. Well, she's doing well. And the stamp duty is, if it's above a certain value, you have to pay for this legal stamp to make the sale valid, and it saved around £35,000. So this is a convoluted way to minimise her tax liability, and it may well have been a breach of the ministerial code. There's there. So what she did is lawful, but people say it's nevertheless it's unethical and so on. So it's vile. Partly she bangs on about being a member of the working class, and that's always her. Oh, I'm working class, so you're misogynistic. Always hiding behind that. It's really low to try and exploit that. She's certainly not working class now. Look at her income, and that people can live in genteel poverty. I mean, no, she's ignorant, but that doesn't make her working class. She's very, very rich. She's far too powerful to be so-called working class. But anyway, there are a lot of class warriors. There are a lot of people who are prejudiced there who will line up with her. Now, another thing is, you say, but look at Rishi Sunak. He had four homes, yeah? and he's a multi-millionaire. How come it's all right for him to have four homes and her to have having three is not okay? And actually, she only owns two of those. The difference is, Rishi Sunak didn't bang on about being working class. Okay, he wasn't. Say, oh, you have to cut me some slack. You can't criticize me. I'm working class. It's just because of my social class. That's the difference. In other words, conservatives celebrate success. They think making money is a good thing, is admirable, and you're going to pay a higher rate of tax, without which people wouldn't be sustained, without which there wouldn't be the benefits that kept Angela Rayner going throughout so much of her life. And since she's still living on benefits, still living in council housing, as in Admiralty Arch, if she really cares about the poor, if she really cares about whatever people who are inadequately housed, move out of Admiralty Arch. She could move some homeless people in there, some asylum seekers in there. Don't take up more housing. You got three houses. You only need one. You can live in a studio flat or something. So really, she doesn't care about the needy, is the messages that come through very, very loud and clear. So she's clearly not hurting financially. So she's got a real tin ear. The visuals of this are not ideal for Labour when the country's in straitened economic circumstances. So she's lording over the rest of us, living high on the hog, this life of privilege, and puffing her vape in our face. Well, she'll be able to afford more tattoos now. I think the only tattooed person in the cabinet ever, so far as I know. So is she damaged goods? Sadly, I don't think she is. Apparently, she's got a lot of backing amongst the Labour grassroots. So there we are, Angela Rayner, tax dodger. The Greater Manchester Police led her off in that investigation a couple of years ago because obviously they're a leftist organization. They're always pushing a left-wing ideology. They're always harassing right-wingers. They're always, Black Lives Matter, even wearing that slogan. And okay, you're a right person, say BLM. And I believe in BLM to the extent. No, unarmed black people should not be shot dead by the police in the United States. So they're always, pushing whatever rainbow gay pride, which isn't left wing or right wing, but left wingers seem to make more of a song and dance over that. So they're all public sector workers, they're all under 65, they're all urban. So the chance they're anti-conservative is very, very high indeed. And we know there's two-tier policing. They do not perform their duties in an impartial manner. They're absolutely not even-handed. There are constant political interventions from the police. Even they are not thick enough to say vote Labour. But the message is coming through loud and clear. It couldn't be more obvious. The fact that they don't actually say it explicitly makes it more insidious and invidious. But that's why they let her off the hook. She's one of their own. They want the Tories out. They're unsatisfied with their pay situation at the Conservatives. And yes, they got more money under Labour. So I suppose it worked for the police by saying, oh, nothing to see here, when she clearly gamed the system, saying something, saying that she was living somewhere when she wasn't living somewhere, just to avoid a lot of taxation. But there we go. It's one rule for them, another rule for somebody else. Say as I do, not as I do. Revolting.